You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
So everyone, brace to losing your purse strings because your commute to the office, the general store, or that mall you go to is set to get more expensive. Because from what sources tell us, petrol and diesel prices will continue to go up, but gradually. Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back here with the latest on markets, fuel price, Russia-Ukraine peace talks, electric vehicles, the raids on Hero MotoCorp and more. Before we get to other updates, let's first see how the market fared on March 29th. Sensex and Nifty ended near day's highs with gains in pharma, realty and capital goods stocks. Sensex rose to 57,940, up 350 points, while Nifty ended at 17,325, which is up 103 points. Adani Ports, Bharti Airtel, Ultratech Cement, JSW Steel, HDFC, Aisha Motors, Divis Labs and SBI Life were the top gainers in the large cap space, up between 2 to 4.6%. Shares of Ruchi Soya, meanwhile, jumped nearly 20% in intraday trade, but later trimmed gains when the firm said that the messages referring to investments in its follow-on public offer, that is FPO, were not sent by the company or its founders. The company issued a public notice saying it has filed an FIR against the circulation of unsolicited SMS advertising, its FPO. Meanwhile, SEBI has asked Ruchi Soya to give investors an option to withdraw their FPO bids till March 30th. Moving on to the bigger question, can Indian markets hit previous highs? Here's what an expert thinks. Mark Matthews of Ban Julius Baer said the Indian market can hit previous highs if global markets do not worsen, and that his firm expects 15% earnings growth for India. According to him, US's S&P is not going to go down a whole lot more, and on that assumption, India can take out its highs. He said the majority of earnings growth will be coming from financials, IT and oil and gas. Now coming back to fuel prices, the cost of both petrol and diesel was increased yet another time by 80 paise a litre and 70 paise a litre each. This is the 7th hike in 8 days. Since the last week, the cost of fuels have gone up by 4 rupees and 80 paise per litre. Petrol in Delhi hit 100 rupees and is above this mark in most other state capitals. Diesel, meanwhile, is selling at 91 rupees and 47 paise. Petrol price in Delhi had crossed this 100 rupees a litre mark on July 7th in 2021 and went on to touch an all-time high of 110 rupees before the government reduced excise duty on November 4th. And now, from what government sources tell CNBC TV 18, oil marketing companies have opted for a gradual pass-through of fuel prices, which is likely to continue. The intent is to bridge the under-recoveries on petrol and diesel, and yet not shock the economy by a one-time steep hike in prices. Well, while you try to make peace with that fuel price hike, financial firm IIFL thinks tough times are ahead in terms of power prices as well. According to IIFL, the Indian power sector over the last decade or so has undergone a structural change. There's been a lot of consolidation, and to that extent, whoever is currently generating and supplying power operate on a cost-plus basis. And any increase in coal price or the import of coal ideal is a pass-through in the cost-plus mechanism. In reality, the state electricity boards don't have propensity to pay for this power, and to that extent, if coal prices shoot up, which has been speculated, at a time when India is running short of thermal capacity, there will be issue in terms of receivables for several generating companies. The end consumers will have to brace for significantly higher power prices if they are concerned about having a reliable supply, according to IIFL. Now moving on to the latest on Russia-Ukraine war. The crisis has entered its 34th day and peace talks between the two nations are underway in Turkey. This is the first direct interaction between Russia and Ukraine in more than 2 weeks. However, according to Ukrainian television reports, talks began without even a handshake. A local reporter said that there was a cold welcome and no handshake. A political advisor to Ukraine's President Zelensky tweeted that the two sides are discussing the fundamental provisions of the negotiation process. Back in Ukraine, a Russian rocket hit the regional administration building in the southern port city of Mykolaiv. 11 people were trapped under the rubble, according to the local governor. An image showed a large hole on the side of the building. Russian forces have attacked Ukraine's southern ports, including Kherson, Odessa, Mykolaiv, and Mariupol, as they try to cut Ukraine off from the Black Sea and establish a land corridor from Russia to Crimea, the peninsula Russia seized in 2014. Meanwhile, Kremlin says Russia and the United States would need to have a dialogue on security sooner or later, but that their relations would inevitably be affected by personal insults by US President Joe Biden directed at Russian President Vladimir Putin. Next up are some updates on the domestic front. Here's the latest on the auto sector. Tata Motors says that the cost of battery cells has increased by around 20% because of a global surge in raw material prices, mainly lithium, which has put pressure on the company in the short term. Shailesh Chandra, the president of Tata Motors, told Reuters that cell prices have been rising over months and he expects them to remain high for about a year. It should moderate within a year and then start coming down. Next up, do you think India's EV battery ecosystem is ready for a massive influx of buyers? According to reports, India's EV market is in its infancy now and is likely to touch $150 billion by 2030. In 2020-2021, EV sales accounted for only 1.3% of the total vehicle sales in the country. According to Society of Manufacturers of Electric Vehicles, this year alone, the total sales of EVs is likely to be around 10 lakh units, which is equal to cumulative sales of EVs in the last 15 years. An earlier study by CEEW, Center for Energy Finance, had indicated that to realize India's ambition, that is the EV ambition, the automotive industry would require an estimated annual battery capacity of 158 GWh by FY30. India heavily depends on international markets for its EV component needs, especially battery cells. And to change this, Niti Aayog initiated the National Program on Advanced Chemistry Cell, that is ACC, battery storage, which would support the domestic manufacturing of 50 gigawatt hours of ACCs. ACCs are basically battery cells which can store electric energy as chemical energy and convert it back to electric energy when required. The government has also approved the PLI scheme for the National Program on Advanced Chemistry Cell Battery Storage with the aim of enhancing India's ACC manufacturing capabilities. Meanwhile, a clutch of leading central public sector enterprises, that is CPSEs, and private companies have stepped up efforts to set up EV charging facilities across the country. At the forefront are players like Tata Power, Reliance Industries, and state-run energy firms like IOCL, HPCL, and NTPC. Meanwhile, the government is also laying stress on the importance of battery swapping or the battery as a service model for faster adoption of EVs. Next up, IT raids on Hero MotoCorp have revealed that the two-wheeler maker made over 1,000 crore bogus expenses. The allegations, as cited by sources, come after the Income Tax Department conducted searches at multiple premises of the company. The investigation, however, is still in progress, they said. Lastly, in an update from the entertainment industry, Will Smith has apologized to Chris Rock for slapping him at Sunday night's Oscars ceremony. He admitted that his behavior was unacceptable and inexcusable and that he was out of line. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please write to us on CNBCTV18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to CNBCTV18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.